welcome to Primary Attribute, or a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, the original recipe, our free little foxfolk alchemist friend, and cool Vons, who hasn't got a little phrase yet, but he likes to do stealthy things. We all use the he/him pronouns, and today we're all just getting ready to go on the next adventure. Well, really cleaning up after the last adventure. It was a mess.
What is an adventure but a little set of tasks that one has to complete based on the last set of things that one had to complete? Anyway, I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is very much trying to be chill about this whole ooze situation.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor and part of Sedroa. We're calling it Weldroa. We use she, her, they, them pronouns, depending on, you know, what you're thinking about. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going with ooze.
You are a literal mess.
I am. Except I don't leave anything behind, you know. I'm not that kind of a mess.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student pilot thingy. We all use he/him pronouns, and Steamboat Willie is not doing so hot. Little under the weather in the hospital, and Grix is sad for his friend and roommate.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Also, our 200th episode continues to approach. You should send us letters at letters@primaryattribute.com or through
our
website.
Have you got any yet?
I'm going to level with you. Check that inbox in a hot second. I checked it like a week ago. I have not checked it in the past few days, though. Suspense, dear listener, if this doesn't get cut out, which it probably should.
No, leave it in. Let's guilt them to death.
Alternately, you can send us a rat on our website, take it in an adorable form with an adorable animated rat that will get your message right to us. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I would, yes. At the beginning of last episode, Wealthy killed Aristique and then used every part of the Aristique, including shredding her soul to get some of her magic back, and also taking the skeleton so she has some sort of form in Weldroa, and then she went home. Everyone else involved in the plot of the story was at the clinic in the Rise, and no one knew where Wealthy was, so we decided that we were going back out to find her. Jesse and Grix went back to their home, which, as we know, is in the Temple of Xandra. And Grix lives with Wealthy. Wealthy was like, oh, hey, Grix is home. I will tell him that something has happened. So that's what she did. And then Grix went to get Jesse, and then Jesse brought her wife kindness to figure out what's going on. Grix also sent a rat to everybody else to say, hey, come to our place because we found Wealthy, sort of. And then we all had a long discussion about everything that happened outside, and Frimey found out about Aristique's skeleton being inside Weldroa. And ultimately, Wealthy said that she wants to go find her body to be able to bring her back, or do do some necromancy, or maybe resurrect her or something. So Frymeath and Lucky are going to canvass the neighborhood to try to find a necromancer or cleric, and everybody else is going outside, which includes Jesse, Grix, Vons, Cool Vons, FM, and Weldroa. So that's where we are.
Sorry, I'm taking a second to make sure Okay, that's the level that Create Undead is at. You'll be fine. Everything is fine. Ooh, you get options. But all right, brave party of adventurers.
Huzzah!
You were headed back towards the outside. How do you want to get out there? You can go up the inside of the mountain, which is a route that a couple people here have traveled before, so it shouldn't be too hard to follow. It'll take a while. Or you could try going outside directly again and then just work your way across the open ground.
Which yeah, would that you sounds prefer? Super safe.
Didn't stop you before.
Does the storm look about like it did in the last episodes where we were encountering it?
You remember, Cool Vons, that the Arx has no windows throughout most of it. You can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you do know where a window is at.
Well,
the storm about, lockdown is still in effect, so you know it is still storming.
There we go. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. Are the authorities within the Arx behaving as they were when the storm was in the last episode?
Yes.
Doing the thing. Then we probably still have a serious problem out there. I would think that the less exposure we have to the outside right now, the better.
Y'all went like up some way to get roughly to the outside. Could we go back that way and just like?
Well, I did a flying spell. Well, I did a flying spell. I'm not used to doing a voice though.
Sure.
Sure. Also, if you don't want to always do the voice, that's also totally okay. We understand.
Yeah, everybody just imagines Vaughn's talking fast now.
Like, we like the new voice, but if you don't want to always do the voice, we understand.
Okay.
No, all of us do voices all the time for all the different characters.
I can't really understand where I got Jesse's voice from, but it is there.
Well, and you did a voice for Aerithene, but I do not have a voice. Wealthy does not have a voice. Wealthy sounds like me, but Wealthy's very much me. So.
Wealthy has no mouth, and she must scream.
Yeah. So I was using the fly spell, but I don't think I can carry. I know I can't carry everyone.
Well, yeah, but like everybody else who went up there didn't have the fly spell. It was only you and Cog at that point, I think.
Was it me and Cog?
Yeah, it was just me and Cog. It was only you and Cog, but like everybody else did find their way up there somehow.
They followed Cool Vons.
Cool Vons. How did you guys get up there? Could we go that way?
It took a while.
Well, it couldn't have taken that long. It's only like the afternoon, man.
Well, like still hours out there is bad.
Yeah, I'm referring to like recording time. It just...
oh, your nose is bleeding, man. Oh, your nose is
bleeding real bad, man. You okay?
I'm fine. That happens all the time.
That usually only happens when Gex is around.
I'm sorry. I took that in like a weird anime direction for some reason.
Okay.
Gex is perfect and beautiful. So it's been established.
Well, yeah, I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can get up there pretty quick. We just have to. Yeah, I basically remember the way. It goes right by the military outpost too. What do we call that?
Command.
Yeah, that it goes right by that. So we can also like ask them if they've seen anything and what's going on before we get into the really hairy bits. But we don't want to leave out that door. It's too far.
Do you have any idea? Did Wealthy tell us about going to the command, the guard tower?
No, I didn't mention that.
Okay, then never mind.
And I don't think it would occur to her to mention it. No matter how much easier it would make gameplay.
Fair enough. Here's an idea.
Yeah.
She did mention to those guards that she wanted to talk to Grix. It's been many hours since that happened.
Part of Purity's note in our dubious canonicity mentioned that two guards had come in and reported that, you know, Grix's assistant person. Because that's how you identified yourself, if I remember right.
Yeah. I was Grix's assistant.
Had been asking to get inside, but then like went off before they could come back in themselves.
I mean, like, So if it was near that guard tower, could we go back over to that guard tower? Like, maybe that would be a faster way.
Probably.
Like, is there a way to get to that guard tower more efficiently?
Jesse, make an intelligence check, because you're the one who would know.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, you probably know the outside best.
Am I going to be allowed any bonuses? Because, like, I know the terrain or whatever.
Add a d6.
Okay, good. Okay, I rolled a 9 plus 9 is 18 plus 3 is 21. The 3 was from the d6.
All right. So you know that the guard towers don't necessarily have exits super close to them. You think you could find one that's about equally close to... You think you could get there faster going through like the quote-unquote official way rather than the way that these folks ended up there, because it was pretty far down slope from where they exited out. So
okay,
yeah, you think you could find a slightly faster way.
It took us a while to ooze down there.
Yeah, and more importantly, you won't have to deal with quite as many ladders, which is always nice.
Okay.
Oh yeah, did we destroy anything on our way up the first time?
No, like, I don't remember that.
No broken ladders or any like closed paths or anything like that in the way.
No, nope. I don't remember anything like that.
Just making sure.
A giant geological feature that's been around for hundreds of years, in fact, continued despite your presence.
I was paying very close attention because that was all I could do.
And we thank you for your patience.
Yeah. I think that going whatever Jesse would understand as like the most direct way is probably for the best, even if that's overland, because I just feel like there's no good way. At this point, it's either going to take a really long time, which we don't want to do, or it's, going to involve a lot of shadow corruption. And at this point, it sounds like we are more interested in getting there more quickly.
Yes. Jesse, roll a wisdom check to navigate the group there.
That's 15 on a prime.
All right. This is also your job, so it wasn't that hard.
Okay.
But yeah, so you all go and go to a place that Jesse knows well. Wealthy has experienced a number of times, and the rest of you have maybe seen once or twice, which I called on the map that was, hey, Mark, here's the stuff, as the tunnel from hell. Because there is a very long tunnel that connects the back of the currently developed part of the arcs to the back of the mountain relative to the arcs' front in a straight line.
We were in there once.
Yep. Yeah.
And you head back that way. It is much easier for them to let you through here, especially given that you have an overseer with you, because they are behind several layers of doors and not near any population centers. So there's not exactly a line. So you go down that way for a good long while, let's say an hour, and then you fork off into a side passage. And Jesse, you know the twists and turns of these sorts of places, and you have a good sense of direction generally. And you make your way to the outside of the mountain at the point you are pretty sure is closest to that tower. You are still going to be going, if you go to that tower specifically, you're still going to be going through the forest for like half a mile. But
yeah, but like it's, I mean, getting around on the outside is actually more complicated because there's, I mean, it's a mountain.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm just letting you know that it's not right there. But you don't often go out in storms, but you have. And also you have tree cover here, which is nice in terms of getting spotted. So, all right. Maybe to the outside. Do you want to go to the tower first and then navigate back up towards where they're pretty sure Wealthy's body's at? Or do you want to just have them try to help you navigate in a straight line to where it was?
Well, I'm actually going to turn to Vaughn's and say, so you know how like you had like all of those invisibility things outside when we were on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of those like now?
Oh yeah, a bunch.
Oh cool. Maybe we could just all be invisible when we go outside, because it would be like really, you know, bad if the shadow saw us now.
Well, how long does it last, Ian?
Oh, I feel like it lasts like a fuck ass long time.
Until you fall unconscious or attack another creature / affect them negatively.
Oh, yeah, it just keeps going.
It just is like for so long. And I think that I feel like we established we basically just like, as long as we take it in the morning before we like leave camp or whatever, it's good for the rest of the day. until one of the bad things happens.
Should have made it run on Morrowind rules. You open a door, invisibility over.
That's fucked.
They made a permanent invisibility in the next game and it broke the game system. So, you know.
Is that why everyone loves Oblivion?
Yeah, had a lot of good jank. But all right, so you got potions. You have four of them, if I remember correctly.
Or
did you have some spares on hand?
I was carrying some as it was, and I had an opportunity to make four new ones. So, because
you got one day's worth of potions.
Yeah, which is great, because there's more than four of us in the party, yeah?
There are, in fact, six of you.
Yeah, cool. So I happen to have, one, two. Ooh, Vons is carrying four on him. He's a stealthy little alchemist. He does not like people looking at him. So, yeah, we're just going to distribute. He's going to have two left over.
Ooh.
Neat.
Okay. You know, two whoopsies.
My body, my visibility, he says.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was carrying today's potions kind of separately. They're not in his pack or his standard loadout. They're...
You all chug your potions. Cool, Vons.
Yes.
You have just been turned completely invisible by a thing you drank.
This is rad. I need more of these.
Oh, man. Rogues with the invisibility potion is, like, fucking dangerous.
I had an invisibility potion, but it was on my body. And I'm curious to know how invisibility works if Weldroa were to try and take it.
Weldroa kind of, or Sidroa, I guess, just kind of slowly pours it on themselves and it just absorbs.
Okay.
And then is invisible.
They put a little, they make a little pocket inside themselves.
Kinda, yeah. All right. Everyone's invisible.
Like subcutaneous injections.
With the biggest gauge needle you've ever seen. By which gauge. I mean the open of a potion bottle.
Which is a vial.
All right. So you're all set. You can head on out.
Woo.
Straight line or a tower and then up. Weldroa theoretically knows where to go from the tower, whereas the other people would have escaped into a, you know, small river ravine significantly upslope from here.
I mean, it's technically literally Sidroa who knows. It's really not Wealthy at all. She only came back to consciousness in a, oh, you're awake style.
The point is the guard tower is a helpful waypoint for this. It'll take you longer to go there and then go up.
Okay. I mean, if we can go directly up, that would be great.
Okay. Vons?
Mm-hmm.
Cool Vons specifically, make a wisdom check. Or, yeah, it's wisdom in this case. And then I'm going to have FM do the same.
Okay, he's doing a wisdom check. That adds nothing plus 9. I got a 2 on the die, but I guess I would put it at 11. So, not great.
Yeah, you're not sure. And FM also tries and just says, I'm not 100% confident, and I feel like we should know where we're going for this and not get turned around or lost.
Okay. Well, I guess let's try to go to the tower first instead.
Even if it takes longer, I think we should do the safer thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The tree cover makes it really tricky because neither Cool Vons nor FM can see the slope from here. So, like, they can't really see any of the landmarks they would have used, and they've come out in a different spot than they've been.
I think that Jesse, I mean, you can disagree and tell or like make me roll or whatever, but I do feel like Jesse, if she knows how to go out this way, she would at least know the like general how to get to like the towers in this
area. This was specifically for navigating in a straight line to the location of the fight. Yeah,
so we can definitely get to the tower.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay, you can get to the tower, then, no problem.
Then yes, I very much want to do that then.
Yeah. All right. The storm is out, it's raining, and you're in a forest, so there's lots of, you know, splatter on leaves and pine needles and stuff. So let's just have you all roll a hide check, or in Jesse's case, conceal.
Do I continue to have hide, or do I not, as Weldroa?
And how does that combine with the invisibility?
Oh, that's right. You're all invisible.
Uh-huh.
You get there fine. Welcome to the tower.
I feel like move silently would work, but honestly, it's like, there's so much rain.
Yeah. Nah, you're mostly worried about being spotted visually right now. And you're all invisible anyway, so even if something hears you and looks, What are they going to see?
Yeah, all this wind and everything, it's probably a non-issue.
Yeah. All right. So you make your way through the windy forest and you find yourself at the guard tower. Cedrilla.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know this place.
Cool. Cedrilla, do you know how to get back to the spot? I mean, I'm guessing it's like uphill somehow.
Yes, approximately that way. Points.
You kind of got up, down, and you got clockwise and counterclockwise.
Up slope at roughly this angle from this tower, although I was on the ground most of it, so we may correct.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Yeah, we go in the direction that Cedrilla guides us.
Okay, now I'm going to make you guys move. Roll move silently checks for once you start breaking through the tree line.
Oh, good. I get to roll again. A different number from that first one that was bad.
I was going to say, if you really wanted to keep the first number, you could, but...
I'll take my first number, which was 18.
There's no advantage in this game.
I don't think that's how it works. I got a 23.
Okay.
Mine was 5 plus 7 is 12. There you go. I got a 12.
Yeah, the dex modifier. All right.
I got a 24 for move silently. And I don't have the book right here. I believe that conceal can help other people also.
Okay. And then Vonza's, what did you get?
So they've both got move silently.
Yes.
Things. Does either Vons have any additional things I need to work into the math?
Just your level and your dexterity modifier. You don't get anything special on top of that. No, wait, fuck. I think Cool Vons has an additional +2 due to being a rogue and being a foxfolk.
Okay.
So d20 plus level.
D20 plus level, plus it's a dex thing plus for dex silently.
And an additional 2 for Cool Vons specifically.
Okay. Let's see. It looks like I got 21... for regular Vons and 18 for Cool Vons.
All right. FM does perfectly acceptably. So Jesse, you help Wildrola because this piece of Cedrilla has not used the skeleton for a long time and is stumbling a bit and, you know, breaking branches, stepping on only the few leaves that are somehow still dry, things like that. But you start guiding them along and manage to keep them a little bit quieter. You guys reach the open slope, heading up to where the fight was. Everyone who was there, this is starting to look familiar, so you're all pretty sure you were dialed into the right direction. And then I need everyone to roll a d10 for me as you guys go up the slope.
That's a 9.
I got a 10. Oh, every character?
1.
No, just the players.
1.
Hey! Sorry. What checkers? Oh, just a D10.
Not a check, just a roll.
Oh, sorry. My bad. 1. Good. Great.
Fascinating.
I also got a 1. I'm sorry.
Ian needs numbers.
They're what I crave. All right. So you start heading up the slope. You are invisible. You are moving fairly quietly. That is the advantage of bare stone. There's not a lot, relatively speaking, to kick around or otherwise make noise with. You do all notice something pretty quick. There are flying corrupted creatures overhead. They are not hovering, but they're coming by at very regular intervals and in multiple directions.
Hmm.
So like the Blue Angels.
Yes, but significantly quieter.
So less evil than the Blue Angels. Less corrupted than the Blue Angels. Got it.
All right. So you're making your way up. You guys are invisible, so you don't worry too much about it. But you eventually get to where the fight took place. Who is taking point?
I guess I will.
All right. Wealthy.
Yep.
You and Cedrilla stumble up a very familiar slope, and there was a large rock that you had your back against that blocks your view, and you round it, and your body is not there.
Ah, Christ.
Oh, beans.
Okay, so I imagine Cedrilla stays relatively calm, but I'm having a little freak out inside Cedrilla.
What does that sound like?
What do I do? I really wanted my body back. It goes like that for a while. I imagine Cedrilla starts trying to calm me down a little bit.
Are you making actual noise with Cedrilla's
no.
ooze?
No.
Okay.
No,
you're just screaming in your head.
Internal freak out.
Mind space screaming only. The rest of you, Uh-huh. Wealthy's body ain't there.
Oh, shucks.
Should we look around more? Like,
we should search the area. Okay. See if there's anything.
All right. Everyone roll a wisdom check as you search. Jesse, you have track, right?
Yes, I have track. Okay. I have a +2 to track, actually.
Use that.
19 or a 22 if it's hidden by an illusion.
I got a 26 +2 is 28 total on a prime. This is what I was made for. I become one with nature.
Well,
it's my mind palace. One Vaughn's
got a 29. The other Vaughn's got a 25.
Which one got each?
I imagine Cool Vaughn's got the 29.
Okay. And we'll draw.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't. Well,
Did you think you were screaming too hard in your mind palace?
Yes.
In your mind space?
I've got a 17.
All right. So everyone, you know, spreads out in predetermined directions. You quietly communicate to each other to try to find any hide or hair of all of this. So Grix and Waldroa, you kind of head back down the slope and fan out, but you don't find a body nor any sign of it. Let's see. The Vonses, you head upslope at two different angles and also find nobody. FM heads off and, spoiler alert, also doesn't find anybody. And Jesse.
Yeah.
This is, in fact, what you were made for.
This is what I was made for.
So you start searching around kind of all the obvious spots. You're also very good at going and like being thorough enough that you can find like little depressions between two stones that are hard to see from other places, things like that. And you don't find anybody. So you loop back around and you return to the site where it was last seen and take a closer look.
Okay.
And, you know, try to reconstruct it from there. So the rain has washed many things away, but this is next to a big giant rock, so it gave it some shelter. And do you think you can make out, you're pretty sure this is where the body was, you find a dark stain setting into the stone that you're pretty sure would be caused by, you know, blood. Mm-hmm. And you determine that there are a lot of hoof prints around this stain. There are a couple of big boot prints. Stomping may have occurred.
Can I find, like, any other, like, indications that the body was taken away, or so, was it just like entirely like
stomped into oblivion,
like disintegrated here?
So that's the interesting thing. From what you can tell from the size of the stain, a bit of a, you know, disturbance of some dust and stuff, things like that, it looks like this body was very thoroughly destroyed.
Oh, God. But,
and you see, you know, that it looks like the, you know, as your friends have described it to you, a large fuck off shadow corrupted, and the Pegasus did leave. But fresh atop all of those is a pair of tiny boot prints that then doesn't go anywhere.
Huh.
It's as if the body stood up and then up and vanished.
Oh, God, it's still being controlled, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. God, now we're going to have to find myself.
Go backpacking in Europe.
We're all trying to find ourselves all the time. I will, I don't know, whistle in a specific way to get Weldro's attention.
Okay.
All right. I'll come over.
Yeah. I do the, oh no, you've called your cat in the real world.
Did I?
I don't know. He's probably going to start screaming soon.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, so I found the spot where I think your body was, and as you can see, there's no walkaway marks, but see here where there's these, you know, boot prints. You know how you can, like, transport and shit?
Yeah, and it's got all my magic. Oh, God. Oh,
I mean, it's got all your magic, so, like, probably that's what it did. Although, I mean, I'm pretty freaked out about the fact that your body could do magic without you in it. What the fuck were you, I mean, like, y'all have, like, a lot of shit that you keep in your heads for no reason that I can understand. So, like, where'd you get one like that?
Where'd I get the...
You don't know.
I don't know. I woke up and there it was.
Can I ask Sidroa? Because, like, you don't seem to have very much self-awareness in this way.
Yes, ask Sidroa.
Hey, Sidroa. What the fuck was this thing?
I am not sure, nor exactly when, except that it was recent.
Like, got back from the ground? Because that was, like, 2 days ago.
As I said, recent.
So it's literally been since you got back from... Literally within the last 2 days.
It may have been hiding.
Before that?
It did not fully make itself known towards...
Huh.
I don't know how long such a powerful thing could have stayed hidden. Or perhaps it was growing. Or orienting itself. It's hard to say.
I should have put an air tag on myself.
I don't know what that means, but...
Oh, never mind.
Maybe.
If only Scribe was real.
If only Scry was real.
Yeah, but Scry, I don't have Scry. I don't have that access to that.
If only you knew, like a dozen wizards.
Well, I do know that.
Air tag, is that like tile where you scry something into a piece of clay and then bake it and then carry it on yourself?
Oh, looks like I hate that, but yes.
Just so you have a really good description of the object, you're having someone scry for. It's very helpful.
Yeah.
But yes, so recent.
Wait. I have a thing that I forgot about.
Ooh.
I can't believe I forgot about this. I'm an idiot. I just looked over my sheet.
Oh my god, you have that thing!
I have humanoid finding, and I have Wealthy's handkerchief. I pull out Wealthy's handkerchief, and I cast humanoid finding.
Okay. Can you remind both me and the audience of the rules of humanoid finding when it comes to things like range?
Yeah. I believe the range is all of it. All of the range.
All of the range.
That actually matches my memory as well.
Yeah.
The range is yes.
Uh-huh. It just gives me a direction, really.
Okay, the radius is 1,000 miles.
So I think we're pretty good.
Hang on. Looking for it. Looking for it.
Probably.
Looking for it.
Unless, you know, the body went on the other side of the world.
Humanoid finding. Range, 1,000 miles.
Yeah, so.
Lasts for 1 minute per level.
Okay, you know the direction that Wealthy is.
Nope, hang on. I get more than that. I see an image as if viewed from a distance of 50 to 300 feet above the humanoid's head, so I can see the terrain around it. I can see through walls or any obstacles, and I get a sense of the direction and how many miles away.
All right.
Uh-huh. So it works so long as...
So I see... them, mm-hmm. If they exist.
For 1,000 miles.
You see as if from a great height of, say, 50 to 300 feet. The surface. The ground. You see deciduous forest. And you think, just barely, you see a cave. You see...
Well, I can see through buildings and stuff.
Yes. You see that Wealthy, or at least Wealthy's body, is walking through the meadow that is in front of the cave. Towards it. You sense that this is about 750 miles away.
Oh, wait, do I know that cave? Is this...
Make an intelligence check.
Is this the Ford base that we were building? Or is Make this an intelligence check. Okay. Oh no, Wealthy's body knows stuff.
yeah, Wealthy's body knows stuff.
21.
And it's prime for you.
Yes, indeed.
You remember from once upon a time, you were being told a certain creation myth. And also got a series of rather confusing images, because God thought they had a smart idea and they were wrong.
Something about an ark?
This cave matches the one that the image from the corruption telling you its creation myth that you saw there, where it exited into the world.
I relay all this.
Wait, you had a vision of the place that the Shadow Corruption came from, and now that thing that is controlling Wealthy's body is going to the place that the Shadow Corruption came from?
Yeah, sounds bad.
That sounds incredibly bad, but why was the Corruption afraid of that thing, Ben?
Well, maybe they're enemies. I mean, they fought each other.
So is Wealthy controlled by the thing that the Shadow is afraid of?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I how I understand it. Okay, so I am unfortunately reduced in ability, so I don't have the transportation spell.
Yeah. So I think we need help. I think we need to go talk to the Jankies.
Yeah.
don't all agree at once.
Could you find the place on a map if you had a map?
Maybe. I mean, I have a direction and I know a distance, so ish.
Yeah, you need to figure out roughly where the Arx is right now as well, but that shouldn't be. That's not impossible, especially not with your access. All right. As you all have this conversation, Jesse, you notice that a couple of the flying corrupted creatures are closer now. They appear to be slowly circling in on your area.
Oh, hey, everybody scatter, because like this isn't these shadow corrupted are going to start trying to fucking attack if they, I mean, they clearly noticed that there's shit going on down here.
But we're already fairly distributed, right?
I assume you all met back up to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And had a prearranged right. Let's meet back up time because you're all invisible, yeah. So it's rather hard to signal to each other.
Well, can Vons find that inlet that he found before, the little crack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hide in there.
How do you indicate that?
Quietly.
How do you indicate it quietly?
Well, he's not pointing. That doesn't help. he's just going to say, yeah, there's a crack over here. Follow my voice.
That was like, you know, that was pretty dangerous, the way you went. What if people fall and
drown?
Yeah.
Although I probably can't drown because I was underwater.
Or have the falling.
We did fine before. It certainly seemed faster than going through the forest. I mean, where even are those guys?
Please define those guys in this context.
The guys who left through the forest last time.
I don't know.
Didn't run into them.
Yeah.
It's not a small patch of forest, though. They presumably did not just go there and then, you know.
They might still be in it.
Freeze, waiting to be in the radius of a player character again.
Yeah, who knows? Cog and... I can't remember her name.
Aramith,
thank you. I almost had it.
I felt Cog and, genuinely that you did almost have it.
Yeah. Cog and Aramith, we haven't even seen them since. They could still be in there for all we know. I mean... Hope
not. Yeah, should we go look for them first?
I have a feeling they'll be fine.
I mean, I feel like Jesse could do that because, I mean, she does have the tracking, so.
Alone?
Sure, why not?
Well, the rest of us are just dangerous.
Dangerous. Someone can come with her. Maybe FM comes with her.
I'm going to go with you, yeah.
Well, the last time we spent too much time out here, Sidroa happened, so.
Do you have a...
No, Sidroa happened when we were down on the ground.
Yes, Sidroa happened when we were down on the ground.
Well, but
we have to make a decision.
Is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Whatever we do, we just gotta scatter because there's the corruptions about to attack us right here. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, let's get into the... The Vonses are gonna escape in the crack.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll follow.
All right, Grix. Well, both Vonses. Or actually... Cool, Vons, you don't have to make a check because you have climb now.
Yeah.
Everyone else who is going to hide in that ravine, make a dexterity check to not just fall into the water.
Vons is going to use a spider climb potion.
Everyone who is not the Vonses, make a dexterity check to not fall into the water.
I got a 17.
Grix, what did you get?
10. Bad.
All right.
No, well, that's not right because I have levels.
You do?
11. 12. Jesus Christ. I don't know what level we are anymore, and I am having trouble.
10?
Yeah, no, we're good. 12 is the answer.
You rolled a 2 on the die.
Yes. I forgot we're not 8 anymore.
All right. So you go, and you, all of you are going into that ravine. Cool Vons, you spend some time at the rock climbing gyms. You know what's up. And we're climbing on buildings. So you... You manage to, even though it is wet and slick between claws and careful placement, you get yourself down there. Original recipe, Vons. Knowing how to climb is for suckers when you can just spider climb.
He just saunters.
So you're good. Well, Droa has the advantage of being able to deform parts of their body to exactly match the contours of the rock. And so gets a good grip. And then those three hear a scrabble and a splash as Grix slips off the wet surface of the stones. And falls into the rushing river below.
River adventure!
What would you all like to do? You have 10 seconds to make this decision.
I am not afraid of the water because I came from the water, so I'm going to jump in and try to rescue him.
All right, Vonses.
Yeah. We're going to watch Wealthy rescue Grix.
Okay.
That looks like a whole situation. Meanwhile, we're going to keep track. Is Frymeath coming down?
Nope. FM is going with...
FM's going with Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys are camping out, waiting to see what happens.
Well, making our way down the riverside and...
You can't get down there without going through the... Like, you're in the ravine, but you have to go over a waterfall to get to the point where you can start getting down near the actual side and, like, get to the banks. You can theoretically do it from here. You have to be very, very careful. So it's going to be another check.
You know what? They're going to be way ahead of us. Yeah, other Vaughns, they're going to be way ahead of us. Fine. So Vaughns reaches into his bag and pulls out a pair of water breathing potions. And they just jump in after the two.
I should let you know, despite that I love the dramaticness of this, it occurs to me that because one Vaughns has climb, the other has spider climb.
Uh-huh.
You can make it down. It will just be slow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because both of you can kind of squeeze through the entrance that the water's going into and have enough grip to make it to the other side.
Ah, well, that does just make more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, yeah, so you guys
let's do that. Let's do the reasonable thing.
Head in there slowly, but Wealthy, what's your plan to rescue Grix?
You have one
attempt before he goes over a waterfall, and you go over a waterfall.
Basically, I'm gonna ooze swim over to him and grab him.
Ooze swim.
Is he how far?
Far enough down the river. I'll just roll this into make an attack roll.
Okay. That's a 17.
Okay. Unfortunately for you, Grix is invisible. So you reach a tentacle to where you think he was.
Oh,
and
shit.
You do not grab him.
Oh, yeah, that would make it challenging.
And in the swim and lunge, you lose your time, too.
You'll probably turn invisible again as soon as you're attacked by water or gravity, however that attack works.
All right. Wealthy, or mm-hmm. actually, well, we'll cut there as you guys fly off over a waterfall.
Oh, God.
Jesse.
Yes.
You and FM have made your way back to the tree line. All sneaky like.
Great. So, like, was this around where you thought that she, Aramith and Cog were?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay,
I'm not
cool.
sure how far in they got. They got out of view quickly, though. But the forest is dense here, so.
Okay. I want to do tracking again.
Okay. Roll your tracking check. And add a d4 because you know where to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I got 17. Plus 2 for my tracking, plus 3. So that is 22 total on Wisdom is Prime.
All right, Jesse, you look down and you trace the tracks you trace one set of tracks. One is harder to follow, but because it is going adjacent to a set of what look like kobold footprints that are hidden, but not as well hidden, you trace them to the base of a tree. And then you see two deep depressions where it looks like they jumped back down and you're able to start tracking them through the woods.
Great.
It's not the fastest thing ever, but you do all right. Make a wisdom check.
Just straight wisdom.
Yeah. If you have a listen bonus, add that, but I don't think you do.
Indeed, I do not have a listen bonus. That is 19 total on a prime.
All right. You listen and your ears perk up, so to speak. And you freeze, and you hear, if only through a slight cutoff of breath, you hear FM freeze, as you detect a bear nearby. Jesse, there's the occasional bear around these parts. Emphasis on occasional. However, they're usually not covered in shadow.
Oh, boy.
That bit's new.
My favorite opponent.
Nature itself.
No, the shadow corrupted.
Also that. So you believe you have stopped before it has detected you. What would you like to do?
I've been keeping fairly close to FM and keeping track of like where FM is stepping. And I just put out my hand and just like stop him.
Yeah, you get your hand on a knee of someone in a crouch who has already stopped. Yeah, you're good.
I will wait and watch. And see if it has detected us.
Okay. You see it paws and stand up on its back legs and take a look around, and then it starts heading off in another direction.
Good. Okay.
Make a second wisdom check.
That one's only 13.
Okay. Yep. It's headed away from you. And that's all you get.
I want to wait here, because as I know, where there's one shadow corrupted, there could be others. So I do feel like part of protocol would be when you see a shadow corrupted that you're not engaging with, you stop and you wait until you know for sure that everything's gone. And so I want to keep stopping here for like about another 3 minutes.
Okay.
And like watching and waiting.
Make a second wisdom check to observe.
Ooh, that is 26.
Okay. You watch and you wait, and you're pretty sure there is no shadow corrupted thing near you. And then you hear crashing in the woods. Something is running through it badly. And you spot what looks like a guardian running roughly towards you, your general direction through the woods, being pursued by a bear.
Oh, well, I'll draw my, I'll draw my, bow and, shoot at the, shadow bear.
Okay.
If it's, how far away are they? Sorry, I should ask first, how far away are they?
How far away do you want them to be? They're going to head within, 30 feet of you. So you can just kind of wait until you get your shot.
I think like a good 50 feet and make sure that I have like a clear shot on the bear and not on like that it won't also like the arrow has no particular way to, I mean, like just,
yeah, you,
just
you
a
check
clear,
your line
a clear
of fire
shot
sure.
on the shadow. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I will attack and because the shadow is my favorite enemy, I will get a +2 to hit.
Okay.
So I rolled a 17 on the die, plus 9 plus 2 is 28.
That will hit.
Great.
Are there rangers on the arcs who don't take the shadow as their favorite enemy?
For damage, I rolled 6 plus 1 for 7 damage.
All right. You sink an arrow into this bear.
Great.
Your invisibility breaks. Next to you, Frymuth, specifically FM's invisibility breaks, as he also shoots his bow. I need to remember to roll damage. You're using a longbow, right?
Yes, I have a long compound bow.
D8?
Yeah, it's 1d8. I don't know if it's always plus one, but I have a 1d8 plus one.
I think it is. All right, so, and sorry, you said you did 8 damage? Or no?
I did 7 damage.
Okay. Both of you sink arrows directly into this bear's like shoulder/neck.
Mm.
And it doesn't really stop moving so much as it turns towards you. It slows slightly so it can sight you and then turns towards you as the other guardian, or as the guardian then promptly manages to make it. It was getting real close by the time you could fire. And so mm-hmm. the guardian just manages to stumble a few more yards further, and then we roll initiative.
Great. I'm excited to be the only person in this fight who has agency.
Maybe it'll only take one or two sessions.
That's great.
And then we'll be finding your remains.
Oh, you won't find my remains. That's okay. Please don't ever try to find any remains of any of my player characters. Thank you.
It'll probably look a lot like bear poo.
That's fine. Jessie's not precious about her body in that way. I got a 3 on my initiative.
Okay. One sec while I roll for everyone else. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. FM goes first and shoots again and hits. Because right now, FM, I think my die roller's broken, so I'm going to refresh.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, FM fires again and hits. And the bear is still coming at you. Although those were all 3 really well-placed shots. Those arrows went deep into meat.
Mm-hmm.
But you fought the corruption before. You know how mm-hmm. this goes. All right. The bear charges up to both of you. Jesse.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, wait, what is the blood rage ability? Oh, that's what that is.
Oh,
It's fine. So, Jesse, you get attacked twice with Mighty Bear Claws.
Huh.
22 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that definitely hits.
And 17 to hit.
My AC is 17.
All right. It hits.
I don't know. Well, at least I was at full HP.
All right. So first things first, do damage for those claws. I roll ass. You take 4 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then it tries to bite you.
Okay.
Gets a 22 again.
Wait, it did both claws and biting?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Monsters, in theory, get every attack they have.
Man, I want to come back as a bear. Or like a fucking fuck off giant Pegasus.
I have good news for you about the reincarnation spell.
I play a bear. I play a bear in my other game, and it's fun. Yeah. I'm a fighter. I don't have a lot of brains. It's good.
God, that sounds like basically my perfect build.
Jesse, you managed to sidestep the claws, but the bite goes and gets your forearm. Because the other option was, you know, you put up a defensive arm so it didn't get, you know, your neck instead.
Yeah.
You take 15 points of damage.
Okay, that's fine.
I discard the hug rule because I am sick of grapples. Jesse, it's your turn.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Well, it's close enough to attack me directly, and it hasn't grappled me, so I'm going to draw Dad Is That You and double hand this fucking bitch.
All right. Roll your attack roll.
Oh, that was lovely. I rolled another 17 plus 11 plus 2 is 30.
Somehow you hit.
And then that's d12. Ooh, I rolled a 10 plus 1. That's 11.
You sink your sword hard into this thing. You basically go through its neck. Not actually after the hilt, because I think that's bad sword play. But, you know, you stab it really hard in the neck and then you get back out and step back. You did a lot of damage. This thing is still standing because, yay, shadow corruption. It also looks extremely mad. It does the motion of a roar while not actually roaring because shadow corrupted. Okay. The guardian who is being chased stays out of the way.
Probably for the best. New initiative?
New initiative.
I got a 5.
The guardian loops around to bring up the rear behind you guys, but you can tell at a side glance looks extremely injured, so it's still hanging back until it's obvious he's needed. FM goes. FM is going to drop the bow, draw the giant sword.
Oh, the shadow, the fuck off shadow corrupted guy's sword.
That was on Prime Frymeath. This is Heart of the Mountain.
Oh, this is the fucking flame sword that Jesse didn't want to touch.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Swings it, hits. You got to admit, it looks pretty sick when a sword catches on fire. Comes down in a big two-handed swing, the flame steaming the rain that hits it, but not going out, and just plunges it directly into this thing's, like it was attacking you, so he got a good chance at its neck, and he took it, and it just embeds somewhere past the spine, and yanks it out. You see a whole lot of what you know would be flesh tearing, because serrated obsidian blades, and the thing dies.
That's great.
Damage to it.
Jesse is immediately going to pick up her bow and wipe off her sword and sheath it, and say to the guardian, "Which way to the nearest guard tower? Do you need help getting there?"
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
This guy has a massive injury on his torso and is bleeding a lot. You're surprised he's still standing.
I mean,
he can still move. I'm just saying, like,
I imagine that between me and FM, we can get him to the next guard tower.
Yes. Both of you take him and start hustling towards the guard tower.
Great. I still want to, like, keep an eye out for, like, signs of...
Okay, make another wisdom check.
I don't want to neglect this guy, but I want to still keep an eye out.
No, you can look around and listen while you have someone's arm over your shoulder.
So still wisdom. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 21 on a prime.
You two kind of clump through the woods a little bit, but you and FM are both good at moving stealthily through wooded environments for, you know, some reason. And moving injured people. So you make it back to that guard tower without any issue and don't spot anything on the approach. So you've made it there safely and can haul the guy up and into cover. Yeah.
We'll drop him off and keep looking, I think. Or actually, I want to ask at the guard tower. Hey, did you see a half-elf woman and a dark... Oh, actually, she doesn't know what Cog looks like. And a kobold around. They would have come from around, like, roughly the same direction we did, probably.
No, we didn't. That's... But our ship just started pretty recently, so...
I didn't, like, say anything about that on your, like, a handoff or anything?
No, they were having a debate about a blob monster.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
It does? Because it didn't to me.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Wait, that situation's under control now. Anyway. Okay. Well. There's probably a half an oh wait she's not half elf an elf woman and a kobold somewhere out in the woods. So I'm gonna go back out and try to find them. FM, you wanna come? You wanna come with?
FM says, sure, one moment, and then looks at the other two and say, do you two know how to stop bleeding properly? They have some back and forth. FM seems satisfied, if not thrilled, with their answers. and you guys head back out.
Great.
Okay, make another tracking check.
I rolled 27 plus 2 for tracking, so that's 29.
All right. You do more tracking. You go back to where you were. You find the side of the battle, you pick up where you left off, and you track some more. So you two creep through the woods. And with your ranger training, you eventually spot, it looks like sometime long ago, it's now covered in dirt and moss, but some rocks fell and created a hollow fairly high up in kind of the wall they formed. And you track those tracks to there and see a, you know, small dark hollow where you think someone could hide.
We're not invisible anymore, but you know, I know how to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I came out with my ranger gear, so.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. You do know how to move quietly through. And Shadow Corrupted seems occupied looking for something else as well.
I'll go try and peek into the hollow.
All right. You go.
I'll put my hand up first.
Smart move. Well, you're not corrupted. Hi.
Oh, hey.
Do you need somewhere to hide?
I poke my head up. I'm Jesse.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you mentioned to me at some point.
Is it just Cog or?
It's Cog and Aramith.
Aramith. Well, I met Aramith at the, okay. At the Fermenting Fox one time.
Oh, yeah.
When
Aramith is a.
I met Aramith at the Fermenting Fox when Aramith met FM for
yes.
the first time. Aramith and I was so entertained.
Aramith is not wringing out her hair. She's squeezing it using a scrap of cloth because she doesn't want to damage her hair. She knows what's up.
Yeah.
And just says, oh, hi, Jesse.
Oh, hey. We came to find you because we heard that you had gone into the woods. So I'm glad you found some place to stay. But we can get you back to the guard tower.
That would be significantly better. I don't suppose you know a way in from here.
I mean, I do, yeah. I don't know if we can get in that way because we don't have Grix with us right now. But fair. Definitely we can at least go to the guard tower and like wait until their shift or whatever.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Be at least as dry as here, there'll be company.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So we'll go back to the guard tower.
You recover Cog and Aramith and you all head back to the guard tower. Do me a favor, roll one last conceal roll. And add 2d6 because I'm just going to give Aramith and Frymeath you as assists rather than have them roll stuff separately.
So plus 2d4.
2d6.
2d6. Oh, 2d6. Okay, so I rolled a 23 on conceal. There's no bonus to that specifically, but I got a +2/+5, so that's 30 total on my conceal.
The friggin' soil doesn't know you were here.
Wonderful.
You make it back to the guard tower, you all climb inside. It's pretty tight in there, but guardians up there are more than happy to do it. And as you get back, Frymuth shoos them off the injured guardian and starts working on him.
That's great.
And Aramith helps.
Cool.
And says that at least this guy doesn't have his leg bitten off, so, you know, progress.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed it. Was this one of the ones that we knew? Or is this just some random...
None of the people here recognize
this. I think this is probably just a random guardian, okay. Or Ian would
have... I don't know. I'm still feeling bad about those couple who maybe probably died when they were helping me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, you have taken shelter.
Oh, no. I forgot about them, actually.
I didn't.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry. R.I.P.
That's fine.
In a shocking move generally for a player/player character, and I mean that truly across all RPGs, people forget NPCs that die all the time.
R.I.P. dead NPCs.
It was in your title. We should have known, but still, damn, dude. All right. Grix and Wealthdroa.
Uh-huh.
Roll dexterity checks as you fly off over a waterfall into a cave.
Oh, that's a 25.
And can the Vonses roll observation checks to see if they can see and or hear the two falling
off? You saw them
off
go over waterfall. You're going too slow to get a direct line of sight anywhere else, really. Oh, and also, this has happened, you know, approximately 0.2 seconds after the last time we had cut to your characters.
Yeah, but they'd be watching and trying to keep track of them on the way down as best they can anyway. I mean,
Grix.
Yeah.
So what'd you get for your dex check, Grix?
16.
Not a prime. Grix.
Yeah.
You are not an experienced diver.
Nope.
Nor a swimmer, nor
no.
Much of that stuff.
No.
You hang in the air for a long moment.
Uh-huh.
A slightly longer moment, because it's taking a while to flip back to where I wrote the damage rules for the waterfall.
I have a thing I could possibly try to do if there's time, or maybe I could do a concentration type thing.
What do you want to try to do?
I would like to try to summon a dragon mount.
How long is the casting time for that?
Oh, that's a good question. No, that's too long. Fuck. I don't remember what it is, but I know it's too long. Yeah, good call. I want to make a silent image net. That stretched across the...
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, one sec.
The one silent image I still have left after our playtime.
The GM would like to note that the player voluntarily depleted their cell slots.
Uh-huh. It happens.
And so I'm pretty sure you can do this. I'm just checking the casting time one. Sure. All right, you see what's happening. You cast a silent image, and...
Do I need to do like a concentration check or something to do it in time, or... Because I'm bouncing around in the water.
Make an int check to just kind of calculate where it needs to be.
Sure. Ooh, not awesome. 16 prime, though.
That's enough. You just make a big, generic, you know, net that doesn't take too much brain and just spread it until you're pretty sure it hits the walls, although I guess it doesn't actually have to.
Sure.
So yeah, you make a net, you catch yourself, you catch Wealthdroa, who is then eaten by a cat. Uh-huh. So you catch yourself. You catch Wealthdroa. Vonses, you keenly observe that they've caught themselves in a net as you duck into the cave.
Cool.
Do I fall through the net? You know, there's goo out on the
outside. You have a skeleton.
Okay, so I may be on. There may be parts of me that are outside the net, but we're all attached to the skeleton. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
The skeleton and goo are not separated in a sieve-like fashion.
No,
then?
You are cohesive. Okay.
Yeah, you know, so
you're not
going to
get like
unit.
Strained out.
Yeah. Yeah, Sidroa has to stay in one piece.
Yeah, there's no way it would have been that easy for you to get rid of him.
No, I wasn't trying to get rid of him. I was just trying to make sure I wasn't going to drown.
Sure.
Yeah.
But all right, you've caught yourselves. And how do you want to try to get back from here? So you can all kind of meet up. Vons, as you can climb down to the level of the net and have a conversation. You're out of sight of the outside at this point, pretty much. And
we can
there's
pull
a waterfall,
ourselves.
Which is going to cover the sound of conversations.
Yeah, we can pull ourselves along the net to the edge.
Yeah.
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 You can even manipulate the net to kind of go down a little bit and let you get down to the side of the river.
Yeah. It looks like they've got it from here. I guess we'll just meet them at the nearest dry spot.
Okay. You all meet at the, what we'll very generously call the side of this underground river. An 8-inch ledge is a place to stand. So sure.
Okay. Sorry about all that. Didn't mean to do that. Thanks for,
no problem.
For trying to help and save me.
Happy to try.
Okay.
I think it takes a lot of energy to talk.
Yeah, Sidora doesn't really get talking like you want to talk, and so it's doing his best. But yeah, we're doing their best, but it takes effort.
It's a very, very physical thing.
Yeah. It's like building an instrument of spare parts you have around. You can get it so it makes noise, but like...
Yeah, it takes me back to that They're Made of Meat sketch. That famous little one where, you know, how do they talk? Well, they flex their meat and squeeze air through it to make sounds. But in this case, I guess it's goo.
Yes.
Flappy goo.
So where are you going from here?
Flappy goo. That's a good episode name.
Well, I think we probably ought to go ahead and...
Do we have a way down? Like, or inside, deeper inside? Does this place connect to anything?
Cool, Vons.
Yo.
You've gotten back from here before.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, follow me.
All right.
And everyone has some sort of low vision, low light vision or dark vision, and Cool Vons has a lighter, so...
Yeah. Well, and not as Cool Vons has light ampules.
All right. That's probably better for Veldroa. Veldroa has some amount of low light vision, but it's not really tuned for huge distances, you know?
Yeah. If Vons just threw one hard enough to break on Veldroa, would Veldroa just glow?
Only one way to find out.
You could make one of the bones glow.
Ah, glow bone. Sounds like fun.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Veldroa proffers a clavicle.
Okay.
And so, you know, the front end of the left clavicle of what was once Aristique just kind of sticks out of the goo and glows, and it's like having a clip on, you know, a light that clips onto the strap of your backpack.
Clavicle. So,
oh god, Aristique doesn't know yet. Aramis doesn't.
Oh fuck, Aramis doesn't know yet. I imagine that in the like ensuing conversation for the next few hours while we wait for the guardian shift to end.
It is mentioned.
Probably Jesse fills in Cog and Aramith on what the fuck has been going on.
That's right.
How do you react to Aramith?
They will certainly want to know what happened after they disappeared and how did we know to come out.
You fill them in. Jesse?
Yes. What do I suppose? Aramith
is just in stunned silence for about 120 seconds. And then breaks down crying.
It's like 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
Jesse.
You hated her, but it was her mom.
Jesse holds.
It's a lot to process.
Jesse gives Aramith a hug that is appropriate for the situation. There.
Your mom was a bitch.
There. Your mom killed your daughter, and now you're... daughter's one of your daughter's best friends ate her, so it's fine now, right?
She manages to laugh while still crying. But all right, so
I imagine that as Sidroa has figured out how to make use of this skeleton, that not necessarily every bone is in the exact right place, or
those floating ribs are truly floating.
There's like the leg bones connected to the who knows what.
Oh, mess this up. I'll just put some finger bones in there to make up the length difference. It's fine. DJ, I've been figuring out where this is supposed to go.
It's just teeth everywhere.
They get used for spike knuckles if it tries to punch somebody.
Somehow they thought that it would be like a really good idea to make what looks sort of like a shape that looks sort of like a face out of the foot bones. So it's like a connect the dots of a smiley face, but made out of foot bones.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of floating around the front of what they think is.
It's the most expressive face they could make. The skull's only got like one mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This can make any pixelated emoji that you want.
Oh, they're Borderlands 2 character. I like it. All right. So you all wait as you make your way back, or wait out till the shift change.
Uh-huh.
And you all make it back inside.
Yay.
Yay.
Do you haul this? Well, I assume you hand off this poor injured person to the guardians, or they will just take it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. We're not staying with them.
No, I think.
They're on the way.
Who could say who they are? And, well, I mean, everyone goes back inside. I meant for medical attention specifically.
I mean, we surely found out their name, but since that's not plot relevant, I don't want to make Ian roll dice.
I'm going to say you find out their name, but I'm not, you know, I just shot myself anyway. In the foot, but I can't, God, yeah, I don't know how it'd come up.
George.
So, I guess they might not recognize them, so, yeah, I'll say you find out their name. It will come up if it becomes relevant.
In the award ceremony, I'm sure. Yeah.
I realize the one reference point I have won't work for connecting any dots, but that's fine. So, yeah, you go. You guys all meet back up somewhere.
Great.
Where would you guys be meeting back up?
I think just at the Fermenting Fox.
All right. And everyone...
Oh, wait. Probably not, because we don't want Weldroa to have to go.
Ooh, yeah.
Over there.
What? There's a back entrance.
You have Cog with you. You can go through the maintenance tunnels with minimal risk.
Well, I was just thinking that, like, if we want to keep Weldroa, like, segregated from the populace, taking them to a place that a lot of people will be is not a great way to keep that under wraps.
You do canonically have a secret clubhouse room.
Yeah.
In the Fermenting Fox.
Exactly. They can have a bucket.
I thought the secret clubhouse room was in the coffee place.
No, this was you guys were talking about when you first got the Fermenting Fox about like putting a room behind a bookshelf.
Yeah,
I think no you actually said you were going
to do that.
Yeah, so. It's where we like have a lot of our meetings.
There's no way we wouldn't do that.
Alternately, you have the basement, which has direct access to the maintenance cells.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, we'll go over to the Fermenting Fox.
And almost every shard has been removed from the ceiling at this point. Some are just real deep. But all right. So you guys all meet back up. Let's just say in the basement for now. And or the club room, whatever. And we will pick up there next time.
Cool.
Yay!
Yay!
We did it. Go team.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Wit. Thanks, Wit. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Is it me or does somebody have a very grumbly tummy?
I have a very grumbly tummy. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was being picked up on the mic. This will be fun to edit. I'm so
honestly,
excited.
Honestly, without Kelly here,
it's world flavoring. It's immersive.
I don't know why. I can't hear fucking any of the tiny sounds that everybody else can hear.
You're immune.
I don't understand why. Usually I could hear them.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My stomach is just, yeah, screaming.
Did you end up having your dinner?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's why you're
Sorry. Let's probably get something to do with that.